Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Hello, Amazing Race fans. Well, the Amazing Race specialists are back right off the heels of digging deeper, and we're just going to keep going into the night. What a great night to be a specialist fan. So let's start talking the Amazing Race. Kyle, what were your thoughts on this episode?
Wow. Well, we had two very unappealing detours. a lot of route info, a roadblock that we have been saving for you the whole season.
Yes.
And the unfortunate exit of one my of our winner picks.
Yeah. Alrighty, so let's dive into episode 7. Tucker and Eric, they leave first at 11:55 p.m. Jag and Jas follow at 12:38 a.m. Kylan and Taylor, 12:55 a.m. Natalie and Stephanie, 1:45 a.m. Joseph and Adam, 1:48. Then Jack and Chelsea, 2:57. And Izzy and Paige, 3 a.m. Which the staggered time was crazier than I would have thought.
Yeah.
And then there were two flights that they got on, which I was like, oh, they're not equalizing any of this. There's two flights. We're just going to see like one of these, either Jack and Chelsea or Izzy and Paige leave here.
Mm-hmm.
So the first flight gets in at 3:50 in the morning and then the other at 8:35. Which the first flight got Tucker and Eric, Jason, Jag, Kylan and Taylor, and then Joseph and Adam like narrowly eked out Natalie and Stephanie, causing them to go on the second flight with Jack and Chelsea and Izzy and Paige.
Yeah, that was a really, really close call. Very, very unfortunate. And, you know, we said that this was a time that there was going to come a time where this alliance was not going to be able to work together. And this time they literally did not have a choice.
Two teams of the alliance work together in Joseph and Adam.
I guess so. Yeah.
Jag and Jas. But
Natalie and Stephanie got
left behind.
Which
is unfortunate because they were the most helpful team out.
They waited around last week.
Yeah. After these flights come in, they hit the roadblock, and that's where they're sleeping overnight here, and they pull a ticket for their spot where they have to skydive. and who is ready to jump into the race? Hell yeah, that's me. I'm ready to jump into the race.
He's doing this one.
but what's interesting here is we get finally the team seeing the U-turn results. And Izzy and Paige busting down the door and being like, what's up, guys?
They've been waiting for this moment.
Yeah, because we had the whole last leg where nobody saw each other either, which was wild too, because typically we get like an introduction with the U-turn in the following leg, but it's been two now that they had to deal with this. But Tucker didn't give me the response that I wanted from him of seeing Rubina not here. He was just like, oh man, that sucks. My girl's gone, but I didn't run this race with her. I'm running it with my brother. Like, but that's your girlfriend.
Very muted reaction. I think it was, I don't know if that was like an editing choice to like not reference that relationship too much anymore. I don't know. But
maybe, I don't know. But it wasn't what I wanted.
It was
still being together. So Joseph had to perform this roadblock because Adam was not medically cleared to have the decision to do the roadblock. And Joseph seemed pumped. So he got the first ticket out. Then Tucker did it alongside Taylor, and they were on the first flight. Mm-hmm. And then 15 minutes later, we had Jas jumping, and then Paige, Chelsea, and Natalie were, my guess, 15 minutes after that. So they're about a half an hour behind everybody. And Paige is telling Izzy, you're going to have to pay me back for this for the rest of your life. Because I'm guessing now both of them hate heights.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it. And Izzy was not having it at all. Like,
no.
She was never going to do this. And Paige was hating it the entire time. When she landed, she was like, it's worse than what you think. And that tells me I'm never going to like this either. So that was that was funny. I think that this made it a little bit more even, because like you said, mm-hmm. it was, they were like a half an hour behind the teams who went first. But that was a lot better than where they started, which was hours apart. So not a true equalizer, but a little bit.
I liked it, though, where it, like, you could, if they picked the masks, maybe Natalie and Stephanie could usurp a team or two. Like, it depended really on your choices this leg of the race to be able to navigate yourself better to a certain place or something like that. So it wasn't a big deficit. They could have overcome it maybe, but it all depended on your choices this leg for sure.
It did. And they had it, you know what I mean? They had the chance.
After they jumped, they got their clue and they have to go across the street to herd some sheep. And this was funny because this is like a Survivor challenge too.
Yeah. I was like, this was a veto competition in Big Brother 21, by the way. Like, this is one of the most random competitions they've ever done. So we've definitely seen a lot of challenges like this, and it is quite amusing, you know, to watch them literally try to herd cattle.
So I
liked it.
They had to get only the five blue sheep in the one side of the pen and have all the other sheep on the other side of the pen. And it was actually causing some teams to struggle a bit. Some people left the gate open, like Natalie and Stephanie had to get some sheep back in. Joseph and Adam did the same. I believe, who was it? Tucker let one of the sheep out thinking that was the right side of the pen to put them in, but it wasn't. And then Taylor and Kylan were still at this Root Info when Jag and Jas showed up. And that's when we got the info that that second flight was 15 minutes after the first one. So Taylor and Kylan were also taking a little bit of time here on this part of the race as well. So it was like an unsurprising time suck.
Yeah, it took a lot of time for some of these teams. And you had one of the teams, I'm trying to remember who it was, but they tried to get a check when they had a bunch of unmarked goats in their pen.
Right.
Thinking, just, we need to get all the marked ones. Well, you have to only have the marked ones. So
yeah, exactly.
Some would try and slip in. You saw, you know, they were doing their best to just like guide.
Some jumped in and jumped out. And
yeah,
I think Izzy and Paige at one point just put all of them in there and then were just like, you're not blue, you're not blue. Yeah. And then started feeding them into the bigger part of the pen.
So many different strategies in this one.
Yeah. Then they got another set of route info to drive yourself to where you can build a pontoon boat and get the clue that is out in the ocean. This pontoon boat didn't seem very hard. It wasn't like the carts that they had to build. Right. It was just, all right, here, zip, 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 out in the water. And it didn't seem like it provided any sort of issue.
Not really, but I liked this. I thought that this was cool. Because that lake or that pond that they went out on looked so like serene. And so, you know, I really, really enjoyed this for, you know, as useless as root info can sometimes be. I liked this this thing here. And it wasn't too much of a challenge, you know. It didn't take too much time. Except for maybe Natalie and Stephanie, but
because Natalie here was starting to freak out because they were in last and toward the back of the pack, and they haven't had to deal with that because they've been up there at least like what their minimum placement was the first leg at six, I think. So
fifth. Yeah, they've never been lower than fifth.
Right. So then to try and deal with that toward the now in the like heart of the game, it gets really difficult to navigate and keep your mind in the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we saw it with Kat earlier this season, and Kat was always at the bottom of the pack, but you know, you can still start to spiral, and Natalie just could not like control herself once she got in her own head. They derailed, right? Mm-hmm. I got the sense that they could never get it back on track, right? Even though they weren't necessarily in last place for the whole leg, most of the time, I don't think they were in last place, right. But I got the sense that this is not going to go well. No matter what they mm-hmm. do, they're just not going to be able to get on the same page because of the headspace that Natalie specifically was in this leg.
Yeah, exactly. After they got the pontoon boat built and the clue, they found out that it was to the Detour brick builder or mask maker. And brick builders, you had to combine dirt, water, manure, hay into this mold to create bricks to leave out to dry. And then mask maker, you had two masks that you had to then replicate, and it was kind of sewing based, not like building or anything like that. Both of these are terrible.
Both of these are terrible in like their own way.
Yeah, I don't really know how to sew, nor do I think I could get the piece to stay on the fabric, but I also don't want to build bricks either. I think that is physically terrible.
I cannot sew at all. I mean, we have to build the bricks. But I think we could do it. The masks, we would be knocking ourselves out. Like all the minute details, like the placement of the mouth and all that. Like I'm like, I can't do it. I would just rather like slap some shit into a square. And just see it, take our chances with that.
Yeah.
I can't believe you're gonna be the one
getting all the materials and like making this stuff, and I'm gonna have to like shove it in the mold and try and make it a good brick. Because
I mean, almost every team did this one.
Except for Izzy and Paige.
They were the only ones. They probably all had the same thought of sewing.
Oh, yeah. God. But Izzy and Paige actually got to pass teams.
Yeah, they did great. This was the one for them. And we had talked about how a lot of these detours had been like two physical challenges, mm-hmm. whereas I think this one was more tactical.
You had that creative,
that skill-based one, and then one that was physical, right? Handling material. Yep. Yeah. So this one was a bit more, you know, even in terms of detour. And we saw right here how someone with more skill can make up time.
Yeah, exactly. I think they really chose the right detour for them. And then we get into Natalie and Stephanie arriving. All of a sudden, they are not parked in the parking lot. And then Natalie is yelling at Steph for not letting her know that they had to park in the marked parking. And Natalie was just on one this episode and just freaking out when she just needed to stay calm. She just needed to take a breath and just stay calm.
Yeah, she was. They were like bickering over the smallest things, just, you know, and you can just tell when like two people are, you know, they're off. You know, you could just feel it. And it's like, you know, she was like, oh, I can't believe I didn't put my hair up and all like all these things. And it was like, she's spiraling here.
It's unfortunate that her off day was here where she had vulnerability to go home, where if they had an off leg somewhere earlier, they had people and other teams that were a little bit weaker than they were.
Yeah.
So they didn't have that learning experience of, oh crap, we are off right now. How do we keep this from happening and stay in sync?
Yeah. And they also didn't have a buffer really. Like earlier they had their alliance. They were at the top of the pack in the top one or two teams. Mm-hmm. And then this time, you know, they've been like slipping a little bit. They were in fifth, then they were in fourth. So, you know, they were falling towards the bottom half. And it kind of caught up to them mentally, it seemed. Mm-hmm. And you're right. They didn't have that like that experience of like that, just getting back to that next gear.
Yeah.
Getting yourself out of a rut.
Exactly. Now we then have them go to Carroll Park as the pit stop for this leg of the race. And Tucker and Eric yet again crushed it and got their 5K.
There you go. But this time, 5K each. So now we're raising the stakes here.
Yeah, exactly. It's they're still getting money, but now it's a little bit more. It's
a little bit more. Yeah, these two are absolutely dominating right now. Mm-hmm. Like they've won four in a row in all types of ways, right? They did the fast forward. They won that leg. This time, you know, you had teams like kind of more equal.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still just like dominating. Pulling way ahead. They're so good.
I don't hate that they're winning. I like them as a team. I think they work really well together, and they're just kind of jack of all trades, master of none, where they're like skilled in so many things, or just can do a lot of that grunt physical work that a lot of these detours have had in them.
Yeah, they can't. I mean, Tucker knows how to use a bagging machine or the sealing.
Yeah, the bag sealer.
Somebody like that, I mean, what can't they do?
Like, Tucker's not afraid of heights. That was slowing some other teams down. Like, there are certain things that, like, they
don't let anything get – they don't get hung up on anything.
Right.
Right? They never see a challenge, or they're never doing a challenge, and they never think we can't do this, or if they struggle, they don't get in their heads. And that's really a gigantic advantage to have, is if you can have that kind of mental toughness. Not that these other teams are not mentally tough, but you know what I mean? It's just they don't get in their own heads and get in their own way ever. At least they haven't so far. And then, you know, we have Jazz and Jag, Taylor and Kylan both have express passes still that they haven't used. And I remember those used to expire.
Phil said at the pit stop, you have to use it by the end of the eighth leg.
Okay, yeah, which is next leg. So they will be getting used, and we'll see. We'll still see.
If Eric and Tucker get first place with someone else using an express pass, I think they've branched and covered all the ways to win.
Absolutely. I mean, then it's like, how could they lose at that point? So next week is going to be we'll see what they're made of. And then the leg after as well, when it's like, okay, these teams, maybe they're ahead of you now in the standings. Are you able to reclaim first place now that you don't have that time advantage over these teams?
And so Joseph and Adam, Taylor and Kylan, they kind of got Taylor and Kylan got lost and found Joseph and Adam on the road. And Taylor and Kylan were like, can we follow you? And they're like, as long as you let us beat you, because we were going to. And so Joseph and Adam were stressed that they weren't going to that they were going to beat them in a foot race, that they weren't going to let them have the higher placement. So Joseph and Adam got third. Taylor and Kylan did let them have that third place, and so they're fourth. but they had the funniest thing ever when they were chasing Phil around the mat because they were all covered in manure. No one's ever done that before.
Joseph and Adam are such characters. Like every time they show up to the pit stop, there's something funny.
They're the loudest ones there. Yeah. Then we have Chelsea and Jack, and they're really hanging on. They're surprising me. I don't think they're going to win, but they could eke into close to that finale spot as just that, like, dark horse random team.
They could be.
Because they seem to have off little segments, but never full days. Mm. So, like, you could have Joseph and Adam hit a snag one day, just like Natalie and Stephanie did here, where it causes Chelsea and Jack to move up that, you know, one placement.
Yeah, they could, because they do argue a little bit, but mm-hmm. you can tell they're the type of people who have had experience like bickering, you know, throughout their whole life. Like they know how to deal with each other and like get through that. Mm-hmm. Whereas like Natalie and Stephanie are in the first episode, they said that they didn't really have like a close relationship. So it is different with some of these teams that are so used to each other. So yeah, Jack and Chelsea, they know how to work together. And mm-hmm. that is going to be a skill that could easily take them. That could be the Han and Holden of this season. It's the team that is like, well, next week they're going to go. Okay, next week. And then one other thing is that we still have a potential non-elimination leg.
Yeah, coming we keep up hearing maybe soon. Eliminated, maybe eliminated. Yeah. So I don't know.
I have to think it's next week. That's my official prediction. Mm-hmm. Next week will be non-elimination.
I'm guessing this is in reference to chasing Phil around the mat. I might not have seen that either that season or that episode because I don't remember it. But I gotta go back for that one. Mm-hmm. And then we have Izzy and Paige fighting Chelsea and Jack in the foot race that we missed out on. Chelsea and Jack get that upper placement. Then Izzy and Paige are sixth with Natalie and Stephanie coming in last. I was hoping that this was going to be it.
I know.
For the non-elimination, but I was like, there's no way it's this one. I think I knew they were cooked as soon as Natalie got a little bit frazzled.
Yeah. Yeah. You get the sense of that. So yeah, it was an unfortunate decline for them, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they were so strong for a while, and then just, you know, one thing led to another here, and mm-hmm. you get a bad day, and that's it.
I'd love for Izzy and Paige to eke back up a little bit more. I love them as a team. I think they're mm-hmm. so much fun.
They could. I mean, they really could.
If they truly, truly equalize it, maybe we see Izzy and Paige rise up the ranks a little bit more because we have had a little bit of Taylor Kylan trip ups. We've had Chelsea and Jack trip ups, but Taylor and Kylan do have that express pass. So
yeah, that's true. That's going to be tough to catch up with these two teams that are going to be using the express pass. I mean, they're really going to be fighting with Chelsea and Jack, I feel like.
Yep.
But
I'm here for a Tucker and Eric win. I'm not mad about it. And if either. I wonder what the record is. I don't remember it for the most number of legs won in a single season. Because
I want to say it was like Justin and Diana, but there's three teams tied with eight.
Yeah. Okay. Does that include the finale?
I would think so.
Okay.
So we have five legs left. So they would have to win
four.
They've won four, so they'd win. They'd have to win four.
Okay. Which is possible. So if
very possible.
If they don't win next one, then they have to win all four.
They have to win out.
All right.
Yeah, they've never finished lower than fourth. So yeah, they've been consistently at the top of the pack throughout, and you know, everything that's been going on here. So,
and then also getting ice cream on the way. So
they literally stopped for ice cream.
I need another moment like that from them.
My God.
Alrighty, everyone, that has been this episode of The Amazing Race. Tune in next week for another amazing episode, but stay tuned. In just a few short minutes, John and I will be back for the Survivor Rewind, where we are talking about this episode of 49, but in the past. So stay tuned, and we will see you later.